Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, I should say, Benjamin Way. He's the president of New York Global Group, which is one of the main organizations that helps companies come together in doing business between the U.S. and China and other countries in China. And they're sort of you kind of make the handshake happen, don't you, Ben?
Yes, you do. You got to shake their hands, make friends, correct?
Okay, I want to talk about this. You said something a minute ago that really rings a bell with me. You said, you know, learning how to do business the China way. Ted Fishman was on my show. He's been on my show many times talking about China. You know, I think you know Ted with his book, China Inc. Mm-hmm. And I was asking him about, I actually said the reverse to him one time. I said, Ted, when are Chinese going to start playing by the rules? And I guess my implication was that it was the American rules. He said, Jim, you need to understand something. China plans to make the rules. And I wonder, when I think of ethics, when I think of ethical behavior, when I think of being able to trust someone, when I think of whether I trust the rule of law in China, and the comment that Ted made, which I think was an educated comment that he made, an informed comment, do Americans should they be concerned about that in China, in doing business in China?
Well, in our experience, which we have quite a bit of experience in, we had an office in Beijing since 1998. We have more than 80 staff between U.S. and Beijing. We saw the evolving Chinese legal system to be more transparent, more by the book over the last two decades. I can tell you today, in my experience, there are lots of law firms, tremendous legal efforts made by the Chinese government to really abide by the rules, so that businesses will be able to come to China and do business the clean way. I do believe 20 years ago, things were different, and they were bad.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's evolving to be better. There's a brighter tomorrow. I do believe in today's China, rules are respected, laws are followed, and businesses are very profitable.
But shouldn't it concern any other country, company outside of China, that the Chinese government can ban a website like Twitter, would not allow the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize to even leave. The man is in jail in China. I mean, those are black eye things for the Chinese, aren't they?
Well, culturally, absolutely yes. And in reality, however, there are certain bottom lines one cannot and should not touch. One example is anything that threatens the local Chinese political system, threatens the stability of that country,
yeah,
the Communist Party rule. Those types of efforts will be met with a very strong resistance,
yeah,
by the Chinese government. Anything beyond that, economic development, absolutely, one big open arm.
Mm-hmm. So that's the Chinese way that you're talking about when you say we have to learn that. Those are the waters that you have to learn how to navigate, aren't they?
Yes, that's correct. Do not touch political issues. As a business person, it's good to know how you can develop a business model or sell a product to the Chinese markets. That's always welcome, and there's very interesting business opportunities over there. And many, many businesses are very profitable. When it comes to political matters, political-related issues, what my suggestion has always been, stay away from those subjects.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one thing for me to have a product that the Chinese won't let in. And if that's the case, then that's navigating the waters, and you understand what you can and can't do. It's something else to be concerned about something being nationalized, something of mine being confiscated by the government. That's really not something that's happened lately, is it?
Well, that really doesn't happen often at all. Unless it's something illegal, I cannot imagine.
No, I'm talking about, so obviously illegal would be different, but...
Yeah. Sure.
But I mean, do other countries have anything to fear at all from something being nationalized and confiscated like has happened in Russia in recent years?
No, not at all, Jim. The Chinese economy is very interesting. They're very diversified right now, and is very much driven by private sector businesses. You can own business in China as a private individual or private owned company. There's no issues at all. What really happens is that certain industries are prohibited or restricted from entering. For example, the nuclear industry, certain military-related industries, those are restricted or prohibited. Beyond that, you can do business any way you like in China. The market is very, very big. According to some of the recent data from American Chamber of Commerce in China, 90% of American firms in business doing business in China are profitable today.
Mm-hmm. What about the currency? This is a big deal and has been now between our two countries, isn't it?
Yes, that's absolutely true. The Chinese yuan is a powerful currency. You're seeing now, as in reading some of the newspapers and so forth, the Chinese yuan being taken as a deposit in Chinatown in New York now. That's really on a small scale. A currency, Jim, as you know, reflects a country's underlying economic strength.
Right.
So it's a stronger economy. Naturally, you have a strong currency. It just comes with it.
Well, China wants the yuan to be more widely held, don't they? Aren't they starting to do that now?
Absolutely. But truly to become a global currency, meaning you and I can take Chinese yuan and spend anywhere we like we do with the U.S. dollar, that would take many, many, many years.
Many years.
Many years. It's not a near-term solution at all.
The
Chinese have to do this, and they want to do this, but they also recognize, compared to the U.S., the Chinese economic might is just not even close.
Well, yuan, how long will it be before it'll be allowed to float in the market instead of being pegged to the dollar?
Well, currently it's not an official peg at all. The Chinese Central Bank said that it is a peg to a basket of foreign currencies that when they fluctuate and the Chinese yuan fluctuates with it.
Right.
But mainly, in my view, the dollar is the driving force behind a quote-unquote basket of currencies to measure up against. I think would take a long time for the Chinese currency to really become a global reserve currency.
Hold on to that thought, Benjamin. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Benjamin Way is our guest. He's the president of New York Global Group. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.